straight. Yesterday is the start of the spring in northern hemisphere. It's called as Vasanta Ritu. And the first day of month Chaitra month started from yesterday. Chaitra to Palguna, it's along the according to the lunar calendar, 12 months, Chaitra, Vaishakha, up to Palguna, it's one cycle. And according to the solar calendar, the month starts from Mesha to Meena. Mesha starts from the 14th after Sankramana. It's April, it's solar new year starts from the 14th, around 14th. And the lunar started yesterday, Chaitra Mas. Every year has a name, and this year's name is Vikari Nama Samvatsara. The Samvatsara, it's a year according to the Indian calendar. Solar year is 365 days, one complete. And another year is there, lunar year, 360 days. 360, and that one is 365. And yesterday, though it is lunar, it is not Samvatsara. Samvatsara means complete. It is not complete. Still, shortfall is there. 355 days according to the lunar calendar. 10 days short between the lunar and the solar. That's why every 3 months, 3 years, they add one more month, Adhika Mas, one extra month they add. Lunar year is 355 days, solar is 365 days, and 10 days short. For accounting purpose, there is another calendar, 360 days. And body is, they measure body composition. They say there are 360 bones in the body, 360 marrows in the body. It's 360 is the average between the solar and the lunar calendar. In the Vikari Samvatsara, Vikari, the one which has gone by, it is Vilambi Nama Samvatsara, one, the previous one, Vilambi, and this one is called as Vikari. The next one is called as Shavari. Three names are there. And to give an example, in Mahabharata, I touched upon Mahabharata in Shanti Parva, the Bhishmacharya, he was giving a guidance and upadesha to Yudhishthira. He went into depression after the war. So many people have died. And because of me, so many people have died. Even after Sri Krishna telling Yudhishthira or Vedavyasa telling him, he could not reconcile himself. Then Sri Krishna said, why don't you go to your grandfather? He is lying down on the bed of arrows. You ask him, if he says what you have done is right, will you accept? He said, then I am convinced. I have killed many of my seniors, elders in my family who fought for the negative things. They went on the other side. And Bhishmacharya gave one example, one story. In a lake, in a pond, there were three fishes. They are very friends, three great friends. From birth, they were friends. The one fish is very proactive thinking, look ahead, and it can anticipate the problem and take the right from the, it can see the years ahead and take the actions accordingly. Another fish is takes a quick reaction, it's a reactive type, but it can go into panic mode and takes a reaction. And the third one, it's a habit, laid back, lazy, nothing will happen. Enjoy the life. It's three fish, one is very laid back. very lethargic. And another one is a very reactive type. And the another one type of fish is very proactive. It can look far ahead. And one day, it's in the summer time, fishermen came, and in the summer time, they usually harvest the fish. Fish would have grown well in the autumn and winter months. They laid the nets. Seeing them coming, the one which is very proactive, it told other two fish, "Our life is in peril. Let us jump out." They were draining the water from the pond, and let us go to the other pond. This water they are draining, it is going into the other pond. Let us run away. Other two fish, they did not heed to the this advice. Why get panic? Relax, relax. We'll enjoy. Still plenty of food here. But this fish, proactive one, it jumped, it along with the water being drained, it went to the other pond. These two fish, they laid the net, and this one which is the reactive type, and it got into panic mode. It did not know what to do, and it pretended as if it is dead. And these fishermen, they saw this one, oh, it's a dead fish, and they dropped it in the there itself. And they caught the one, it's a very laid back fish. They took them and took them home and chopped it and cooked for their meal. It applies, Bhishmacharya tells Yudhishthira through these three stories. We also, as a king, he is telling to the king, you never should be very laid back or a reactive type. You should see far ahead. As a king, as we are, also we should anticipate the problems ahead of the life, ahead of the years, and we should plan accordingly. As a king, you should have a foresight. It also said, death is impending. Death will come any time. We, most of the humans, we think, why worry? When it happens, happens. Or when you hit the panic button, you go into the panic, rush into the emergency, you don't know what to do, and you hit the panic button. Or if you anticipate, plan for that one. How I should depart? Plan now itself. Should I depart in a panic mode? Or helplessly should I die? Or should I face the death like a bold man, bold person, and well prepared? I am prepared for my death. You have to prepare yourself for the inevitable. He tells that one. And the one which has gone by, Vilambi Samvatsara. Vilambi name itself says, very laid back. Not thinking about the future. Very laid back approach. This one, this year's name is called as Vikari. Vikari means hitting the panic button. And next year's is Shavari Samvatsara. Shavari, Shravana means full of beauty. Life is full of beauty. Like Shravana Masa, full of stars on the sky, clear sky. We can see the path ahead. These 3 years, and it conveys the message. And being a yoga also, as a yoga, we should have both material prosperity and spiritual prosperity. If you do not pay attention to the spiritual side, only material manifestation, life is a vikara. Life is a lopsided development. It's not a complete development. You need both spiritual growth and material prosperity. Both are required. Outer growth, inner joy. Outer joy, inner peace. You need both. It's the message of this one. This year, Vikari, we should not focus only on the one side development. We should have both inner and outer growth. Then we'll lead to the next one, like the third fish. You can look ahead and it will bring in a lot of joy in our life. Left thumb and index finger together.